Australian scientists are claiming they've taken a major step forward in the nation's battle against obesity. They've developed a new type of drug that can reduce the amount of a toxic type of fat in the skeletal muscles of animals. But medical professionals are urging caution, arguing that these types of drugs often fail to reach the human testing stage. Sandra Siagian reports.
Yvonne Appleby has struggled with her weight for more than 10 years. The 54-year-old was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in 2011. She's been trying to lose weight ever since.
That's been really difficult for me, having that weight gain, because I'm only very short. I'm now taking a size 18 in my clothing compared to size 8 to 10 that I was previously.
Yvonne Appleby has tried taking on a healthier lifestyle by improving her diet and doing more exercise.
It's such a hard thing to be able to do at the best of times. To lose weight, especially when you've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, that just makes it all the more harder to lose weight.
Her case is not unique. In Australia, almost 2 in 3 adults and 1 in 4 children are overweight or obese. Now researchers in Sydney have developed a drug that could help in Australia's fight against obesity. Nigel Turner is an associate professor at the University of New South Wales and one of the co-authors of the study.
We developed a drug targeted at reducing the amount or the build-up of a toxic type of fat in skeletal muscle, a type of fat that we know is associated with metabolic disease. And the drug was very effective at reducing this type of fat. And we found that the drug actually made the muscle more effective at using fuel or burning fuel. And as a result, the animals had reduced obesity rates.
The drug has so far only been tested on mice, but Nigel Turner thinks the early results are promising.
We think it's a major step forward in this area, particularly a major step on the pathway to reducing the levels of obesity and the associated diseases that go along with obesity.
John Wentworth is an endocrinologist at the Royal Melbourne Hospital. He's not sure the drug will move on to the next stage.
Unfortunately, very, very few drugs developed in animals make it through to human use, and that's a problem across the board.
John Wentworth from the Royal Melbourne Hospital, ending that report from Sandra Siagian.